and I got the man here, TM. How we doing?
Good.
Introduce yourself to my boys.
I'm Tanner Murray from Santa Cruz, California. And came up here a couple weeks ago. Excited to be here.
California.
That's right.
So what you know about the Windy City?
Not a whole lot. I got some friends that live here that gave me some details about it, and so far everybody on the team and even fans in the crowd, everybody's been super welcoming, so I've been welcomed with open arms, and it's been great.
Well, fortunately, you know, coming from California, you came to Chicago in the summertime, you didn't come in the winter.
No, I got lucky. The first couple of weeks were cold, but it's warming up now, so.
You're in the big leagues. What's this experience been like thus far for you?
It's been, I don't know, everything I've ever wanted and more. It's worth all the hard work that I've put in, and it's just the start of my career up here, so I'm just happy I stuck with it, and grateful for all the love and appreciation and support I've gotten along the way.
I would always tell my guys that it's all about getting an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Where's that opportunity coming from for you?
I mean, it's opportunity every day, I guess, but you got to have a little bit of luck on your side with people giving you the shot, you know, a spot opening up and whatnot. But I think, I've said it before, I think that the more you work hard, the more lucky opportunities you get. So.
So what was your high school days like?
High school was a lot of sports, which was, I think, beneficial. I played all three sports, basketball, football, and baseball throughout high school and everything. So small community out there. So I was able to play with the same guys growing up from when I was 5 years old all the way to the end of high school. So it's been good, and I think playing those different sports were beneficial in the long run.
Basketball, football, and baseball. Mm-hmm. So you and my Hornets think you was an athlete, huh?
Hell yeah.
So was you Michael Jordan out there trying to, you know, put on the show?
I was trying. I mean, I was a bit smaller. I was about 5 foot, 100 pounds going into high school, but I was a late bloomer. But I was able to play all three sports for all 4 years.
So what was the high school baseball days like?
It was fun. All buddies I've played with for years and years, and we were pretty good. So we won our league title 2 or 3 years in a row, I think. So it was good memories and good fun.
So you just gonna come on the coach show and brag, huh?
Hey, I got. You asked me the question, I gotta answer it truthfully, you know.
So you got them championship pictures at home?
Oh yeah.
I bet you got them all over the place.
They're hanging up somewhere.
So, I mean, you know, what's that role like? Guys think you guys get drafted in the big leagues the next day. What's some of the dudes you had to get here?
A lot. I mean, I dealt with some injuries as well, but yeah, you feel like you're at the top of the world getting drafted and everything like that. And I got drafted during COVID, so it was kind of a weird time in general. But then you kind of have to start back at the bottom, I guess, back in low A, high A, all the way through. So I think just knowing that you're here for a reason, you know, you got picked for a reason, and battling day in, day out, good things will happen.
So who were some of the guys that you idolized in the big leagues when you were growing up?
I think I was a Giants fan growing up from out in California. I'd say Brandon Crawford and Buster Posey are probably the top two, to see how they went in every day, played the game the right way, had some fun with it, and won some championships too.
So, I mean, a lot of guys think this game, you just get out there, you just play. They don't realize the routine that you guys have to go through. What's some of that?
It's a lot of the little things, the things that you might forget, the little different infield handwork, footwork in the outfield, and I've been able to work with some of the good coaches here and on both the outfield and the infield, but it's a bunch of those little things, fine-tuning the small little things that you might not think about, doing those as much as you can day in and day out, and they really help a lot throughout the course of the season.
So what's your best position?
Wherever they put me.
Would you like playing
that? I don't care. I'll play whatever. Maybe not catcher, though. I don't know about putting on the gear. But infield, I played my whole life. I've introduced the outfield last season, AAA. So so far, I've got a lot of help out there, but becoming more and more accustomed to it.
So I look in your locker, and I see number 41. That's number 41 right there. How you wind up with number 41?
Just the number they gave me. I kind of like it, though. It was my number my freshman year at UC Davis, so that's why I was happy with it. You know, as long as I got the jersey in my locker, I'm fine with it. So.
So take us back to draft day. You got drafted. What was that day like?
I remember I couldn't sleep. I just finished my last final in school, and COVID. So it was me and just my immediate family and two of my roommates, and waited and heard my name get called, and we had a little bit of a our own little party afterwards. So it was a fun day, memorable day.
Did you cry?
I didn't. I was close.
So you got that call of yous going to the big leagues. Did you cry?
I didn't. I was close again, but it was too much of a whirlwind. I had to pack up. I didn't even have time to cry.
Now you look like a crier. Did mama cry when you got to the big leagues?
Oh, I think so.
Oh, dude. I knew somebody cried.
In the stands up there, they definitely had to shed a tear, I'm sure.
Goes with the man, T.I. Oh, I appreciate
it. Yeah, good to meet you.